This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Hollywood celebrities, civil rights leaders, musicians, and politicians gathered in front of the golden casket of George Floyd Thursday for the first in a series of memorials for the man who was anonymous in life but has sparked global protests for justice in his death. During the eulogy, the Reverend Al Sharpton said that Floyd should not be among the deceased, but he had been victimized by an unjust treatment of African Americans.
He did not die of common health conditions. He died of a common American criminal justice malfunction.
The 46-year-old Floyd died May 25th after a white police officer, Derek Chauvin, put his knee on Floyd's neck for several minutes as he lay handcuffed on the pavement. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder. He and three other officers could get up to 40 years in prison. The Global Vaccine Summit, hosted virtually by Britain on Thursday, raised $8.8 billion for routine vaccinations in some of the world's poorest countries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the figure at the end of a 3.5-hour online session, bringing together multiple world leaders amidst the current COVID-19 pandemic.
Gavi's work on routine immunization is the strongest shield against outbreaks of infectious diseases.
Representatives of more than 50 countries, including 35 heads of state or government, participated to raise funds for the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, a public-private global health partnership. For more, visit voanews.com.